The Chancellor of the University of Professional Studies Accra, UPSA, Nene Drolo Busu Odamtin, has bemoaned the high rate at which people travel outside the country to seek higher education in Europe and the United States. He has therefore challenged the youth to access equally better institutions in Ghana for higher education and create their own Ghanaian dream. Nene Drolo Odamtin said this when he launched the Drolo Scholarship Scheme in Accra. We bring you Nathaniel Nati's report.
The Drolo Scholarship Scheme, under the auspices of the Drolo Educational Foundation, is to assist needy but brilliant students in the country. It is in partnership with the Israeli government. The scheme is to assist the Drolo Center for Strategic Leadership at UPSC, where individuals, especially the youth, are assisted to acquire leadership and entrepreneurial skills for the corporate world. According to Nene Busu Adamte, the paramount chief of the said traditional area, the initial beneficiaries of the scholarship were students from the Ghana Dangbe traditional area. He donated a check for $10,000 to kickstart the first phase of the scheme. Nene Adamte will chair a six-member committee that will administer the fund.
I'm initiating with $10,000. It's about 40,000 Ghana cedis as an initial kickoff. I think that is just the best way to go. Counting the students we want to start with, three from each division. We have three divisions of the Shai area, the Lepeje, Yome, and Yowe, three each, and one floating, and eventually we shall expand it.
The Israeli ambassador to Ghana, Amin Mel, who was represented by Yevuche Edem, said his government will continue to partner the university to offer quality education.
We want to hold hands with the University of Professional Studies in Accra to encourage collaboration between the university and other universities in Israel, and accelerators in Israel and high-tech incubators that have been the breeding grounds of Israeli technology and innovation. I know I have said this quite simply, but the plan has been discussed between my boss, the ambassador, and Nene Drolo Adamte is a very huge plan. The plan is to convert an entire region of Accra, which encompasses the third traditional area, into a high-tech center that will be world-class.
The Vice-Chancellor of the University, Professor Joshua Alabi, urged students to take advantage of the opportunity to educate themselves at the highest level.
Nathaniel Nati reporting. The Ghana Statistical Service has begun a stakeholders meeting in Accra to collate inputs for the second phase of the Ghana Statistical Development Plan. The plan, which will cover 4 years, is expected to enhance the capacity of the statistical system and improve the quality of statistics to inform policy decisions. Rukaya Tumusa filed this
The
report.
Plan will enable stakeholders in the national statistical system to produce relevant and quality statistics for the country. The consultative forum on the Ghana Statistical Development Plan was to sensitize stakeholders on the completion of the first phase of the plan, which began from 2009 to 2013, and also make input for the second phase. Speaking at the forum, the Director of Coordination and Program Management at the Ghana Statistical Service, Sylvester Jemfi, said the meeting was also to ensure that the challenges faced are improved upon during the second phase.
It is important we iron out some of these issues, and then we can improve upon whatever we are doing so that we can monitor progress in the economy. We talked about the challenges and what we will do going forward. Now, it is important after you've done the first one and we are going to do the second successor plan, it is important we deliberate on the challenges that we face in implementing the first one so that we take corrective actions to improve upon them so that in the next one, we will not have those same challenges again.